Om Sahana Bhavatu Sahana Bhavatu Saha Deryam Karavavahai Tejasvi Navati Tamastu Mavidvishabahai Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Yastandasam Rishatho Vishvarupaha Chando Pyo Tamata Asam Bhabhuva Samindro Medhaya Aspranotu Amritasya Devadharano Bhuyasam Shariram Me Vicharshanam Jyatva Me Matamattama Karna Abhyam Puri Vishvam Brahmanat Koshoti Medhaya Pitaha Shritam Me Gopaya Avahanti Vitanvana Kurvana Chiramadmanaha Vasagum Si Mamadavasya Annapane Chasarvada Tato Me Shriyamavaha Loma Sham Pashidit Sahaswaha Amayantu Brahmacharina Swaha Dimayantu Brahmacharina Swaha Pramayantu Brahmacharina Swaha Damayantu Brahmacharina Swaha Shamayantu Brahmacharina Swaha Yashojane Sani Swaha Shreyan Vakshito Sani Swaha Tantva Bhagavravishani Swaha Sama Bhagavravisha Swaha Tasmin Sahasrashakhe Nipagahan Tvayi Mrije Swaha Yatha Pavravatayanti Yatha Mata Aharjaram Evam Maam Brahmacharinaha Dhatarayanti Sarvasha Swaha Pativeshasi Pramabhahi Pramapajyaswa Om Maham Vrishyasya Reriva Kirti Prishtam Gireriva Urdhva Pavitro Vajini Vatswamritam Asmi Ravinatum Savarachasam Sumedha Amritom Shitaha Iti Krishan Kor Vedanyu Vachanam Om Brahma Vira Apnoti Param Tadesha Pyukta Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma Yodeta Nihitam Guhayam Paramevyo Man So Oshmite Sarvan Kama Antaha Brahmana Vipaschiteti Tasmad Vae Tasmad Atmana Akashas Sampusaha Yato Vacho Nivarasante Apra apya manasasaha Anandam brahmano vidvan Napiveti kadachaniti Tasyaisha eva sharira atma Asanyevasapavati Asat brahmeti veda chet Asri brahmeti chet veda Santamenam tato vituriti Bishat Madvata Pavate Bishodeti Suryaha Bishat Mad Agnishchen Rascha Mrityur Dhavati Panchamahiti Vaishanandasyami Magumsa Pavati. We're going to start now again at Bishat, okay? Repeat after me. Bishas Madvata Pavate
Bishas Madvata Pavate
Bisho Deti Suryaha
Bisho Deti Suryaha
Bishas Madagnischendrascha
Bishas Madagnischendrascha
Mrityurdhavati Panchama Iti
Mrityurdhavati Panchama Iti
Saishanandasya Mimagum Sabhavati
Saishanandasya Mimagum Sabhavati
युवा स्यात् सा तु युवाध्यायकः आशिष्टो द्विष्ठो बलिष्ठः तस्येयं पृथिवी सर्वा वित्तस्य पूर्णा स्यात् स एको मानुष आनन्दः थेयेष तं मानुषा आनन्दाः स एको मनुष्यगन्धर्वाणामानन्दः श्रोत्रियस्य चाखामहतस्य थेयेष तं मनुष्यगन्धर्वाणामानन्दाः स एको देवगन्धर्वाणामानन्दः श्रोत्रियस्य चाखामहतस्य थेयेष तं देवगन्धर्वाणामानन्दाः स एकः पितृणाञ्चिरलोकलोकानामानन्दः स एकः पितृणाञ्चिरलोकलोकानामानन्दः श्रोत्रियस्य चाखामहतस्य थेयेष तं पितृणाञ्चिरलोकलोकानामानन्दाः स एक आजानजानान् देवानामानन्दः श्रोत्रियस्य चाखामहतस्य थेयेष तं मा जानजानान् देवानामानन्दाः स एकः कर्मदेवानां देवानामानन्दः ये कर्मणा देवानपियन्ति श्रोत्रियस्य चाखामहतस्य थेयेष तं कर्मदेवानां देवानामानन्दाः स एको देवानामानन्दः श्रोत्रियस्य चाखामहतस्य थेयेष तं देवानामानन्दाः स एक इन्द्रस्यानन्दः श्रोत्रियस्य चाखामहतस्य थेयेष तं इन्द्रस्यानन्दाः स एको बृहस्पतेरानन्दः श्रोत्रियस्य चाखामहतस्य थेयेष तं बृहस्पतेरानन्दाः स एकः प्रजापतेरानन्दः श्रोत्रियस्य चाखामहतस्य थेयेष तं प्रजापतेरानन्दाः te yesha sampraja prateranandaha sa eko brahmana anandaha sa eko brahmana anandaha shrutyasya cha kamahatasya shrutyasya cha kamahatasya. Okay. So now you see that to me. We're going into kind of winding this up now. So yes, cha yam purushe. So yes, cha yam purushe.
So yes, cha
yam
purushe.
So yaha cha yam purushe.
Cha.
Sa, this is a Sunday. Sa, saha, yaha, right? Cha, ayam, purushe. Right? Saha, yaha, cha, ayam, purushe. So, repeat with me. Yes, cha, ayam, purushe.
Yes, cha, ayam, purushe.
So, yes, cha, ayam, purushe.
So, yes, cha, ayam, purushe.
Yes cha sa ba ditye.
Yes cha sa ba
ditye.
Yes cha sa ba
ditye.
Yes cha sa ba
ditye. Yes cha sa ba ditye.
Yes cha sa ba
ditye. Yah cha asau ba ditye. Yah cha asau aditye. Sa ekaha.
Sa ekaha.
Sa ekaha.
Sa ekaha.
Saha ekaha.
Saha ekaha.
Saya evam dit.
Saya evam dit.
Saya evam dit.
Saya evam dit.
Technically, this should be evam vit, that where the anuswara takes the ng sound. But Vajishananda is just saying evam vit, and so I'll check with him on whether that's a mistake on his part, or sometimes there's little inconsistencies like that. You know, technically it should be evam vit. He says evam vit. I'll email him because he also wants me to go meticulously through what he sent, because he didn't have time to do that. So I've circled that all. But since he's saying for now Avon bit, we'll do Avon bit because you're practicing with him.
Well, so he.
But I want you to understand the.
He chanted this on request. Is that? What
yes, happened? He did it for me for you.
Good.
And I didn't notice this little. To get there, but I'll take care of it. I'll ask him. Saya evam vit.
Saya evam vit.
Saha yaha evam vit.
Saha yaha evam vit.
For the Sunday rite, but for chanting, saya evam vit. And it'll, in chanting it'll be saya evam vit. You know where you have that little edge on the tap? Saya evam vit. We'll do that when we chant.
Now, is that to observe the meter?
It's just convention, especially with a dental ta, is to almost make it a ta, but it's not quite a ta.
So any time an ending?
Almost every time.
Almost?
But then it's the artery picked up, you don't just start there, right?
It depends on the sentence, but yes, usually it's just the art.
Right.
Yeah. It's usually not yata.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But sometimes it, you know, I can't say for sure. So I just follow the convention of how I'm taught. And that's what, if you ask, like, Vajishananda, if they know that's how I was taught. Because you have Sredang, the person who's teaching you, you know, and your guru, and that's how it's passed down. So sometimes they're even very strict, even if some of the there's kind of a problem in the grammar or something, they'll just say chant different. This is how we were taught to chant it. This is how we'll chant it, even though grammatically it's not quite right. Yeah. But this is how we were taught, this is how it's been passed down, chant different. They like that. So I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What does chant different mean?
Vedic.
Oh, okay.
A small low cost place, yeah. a small lokat pratya. A small lokat pratya.
A smart
lokat pratya. A smart lokat pratya. That becomes lokar. A smart lokat pratya. A small lokat pratya. Lokat pratya. Then etam, I'm going to say repeat, etam anamayam, etam manamayam, etam manamayam,
etam manamayam.
You know, anamaya, anamaya kosha, food sheet, etam anamayam, this food sheet, okay? Atmanam, upasamkramati. Upasankramati.
Upasankramati.
Upasankramati. Upasankramati.
Upasankramati.
Upasankramati. Upasankramati.
Upasankramati.
And this word takes the nasal of the guttural cleft. Upasankramati. Okay? Upasankramati. So, etam annamayam atmanam. Etam annamayam atmanam. So if I broke the study, it's etam anamayam atmanam upasankramati. Okay? So etam anamayam atmanam upasankramati.
Etam
anamayam atmanam upasankramati.
Etam
anamayam atmanam upasankramati. This anamaya, right? Atmanam, this anamaya atmanam, this food sheet, the atman itself. Upasankramati means transcends, goes beyond, or also attains. We're going to look at it with both meanings. Okay.
Is it,
where we start translating? Not yet. Etam pranamayam atmanam upasankramati.
Etam
pranamayam atmanam upasankramati. Etam pranamayam atmanam upasankramati. Etam pranamayam atmanam, pranamayam atmanam upasankramati.
Etam pranamayam atmanam
upasankramati.
Pranamaya.
Etam pranamayam atmanam.
Etam pranamayam atmanam.
Etam pranamayam.
Etam pranamayam.
Pranamayam atmanam.
Pranamayam atmanam.
Upasankramati.
Upasankramati.
Etam pranamayam atmanam upasankramati.
Etam pranamayam atmanam
upasankramati.
Upasankramati.
You can see you're going to have to just say it over and over slowly, you know. It's kind of a very fast. Etam manomayam atmanam. Upasankramati. Etam manomayam atmanam upasankramati.
Etam manomayam atmanam
upasankramati.
Etam manomayam atmanam upasankramati.
Etam vijnanamayam atmanam.
Upasankramati.
Upasankramati.
See, all it is saying, etam manomayam atmanam upasankramati, then etam vijnanamayam atmanam upasankramati. That for the etam and vijnanam, because of the vowel, you'll have a nasalized anuswara there, so etam etam vijnanamayam atmanam upasankramati. Etam vijnanamayam atmanam upasankramati. Say, etam vijnanamayam atmanam upasankramati. Etam anandamayam atmanam upasankramati.
Etam anandamayam atmanam
upasankramati. Etam anandamayam atmanam upasankramati. Etam anandamayam atmanam upasankramati. Etam anandamayam atmanam upasankramati. Tarapyesha shloko bhavati. If you remember, the line right before this, and the Shrotriya Sticha Kamahatasya, means they've gone through all of this now, all the way up to the Ananda of Brahmaji, of Hiranyagarbha, which is the most that Ananda that you can have as a, in terms of Vishya Ananda. The Shrotriya has that also. So now they've gone through all of the sheath. There's no farther that you can go. And the Shrotriya, who has Vairagya, Akamahatasya, has Vairagya, he has that Ananda also. Now what they say...
The Vairagya, what's the simple definition? So when they mean that, there's no wholeness in any object, we can't find anything.
The Akamahatasya means the person's not disturbed or afflicted by desire.
Because he knows the whole...
Because of knowledge.
Okay.
So now it says, Saha yaha cha ayam purushe. This saha yaha goes back, it's going to take us back to the kind of the beginning of the section. Saha, that Brahman, which is Atma. Who is yaha, the one who is abiding in the buddhi? We're taking that Brahman, that Brahman, who is the one from whom the whole creation is manifest, who is abiding in the buddhi, saha yaha, is ayam, is this Ananda, right? In the Purusha, in this Sharira, here Purusha means in this Jiva, right? That Brahman, who is the Atma abiding in the Guha, the buddhi, right, having created, then enters the Brahman, having created the creation, then enters into the creation and is there in the Guha, in the inner space, in the buddhi. This is taking it back to the beginning of the section. That Brahman is this Ananda, which is what we've been talking about. This is the Ananda Kosha, where the Ananda, which is near the beginning of this section. We're saying Brahman is that Ananda. They've already established that Brahman is the Ananda. Now it's saying that Brahman, which is abiding in the buddhi, that Brahman having manifested this creation, which is abiding here in the buddhi, is this Ananda, this, means this Ananda, the Ananda Swarupa, which is Brahman, which is in the Purusha, Purushe, means in the jiva. Here purusha just means in the still sharira, in this person here. Okay? So the Mahavakya is coming here. So he says, literally it's that who and that who and that one who is this in the purusha means that Brahman, which is the Atma abiding in the Buddhi, we've already done all of that, is this Ananda in the Purusha, in the individual, Loka Singular. So all nomatis, Saha, Yaha, Ayam, and Ayam means this, means it's approach, it's here, present. Is this Ananda in the Purusha, in the individual Sharira? Okay. Yaha cha asau aditye, okay. And that which is asau, that which is that, asau ananda, that ananda, which is in the aditya, in the sun. In the sun now, we're going to the Sameshti Upadhi. Right? The sun represents Ishwara, the Sameshti Upadhi. Where the individual sharira represents the Vyashti Upadhi. So, that ananda, that Brahman, that which is Atma, abiding in the Buddhi, which is the Ananda in the individual Sharira, and that and that Brahman, right? And that Brahman, which is that Ananda, that Brahman, that and that Brahman, which is that Ananda in the Aditya, in the sun. Okay. Sun is going to stand for Ishwara there. The Vyashti Upadhi, because it's the same Ananda that is here, that same Ananda is in the Aditya. So we're looking at the Aditya Devata, which is representing the Sameshti. Okay? Sun. So now it says that on that Brahman, which is the Ananda here in the Purusha, and that Brahman, which is the Ananda in the sun, in the Aditya Devata. Then what? Saha ekaha. That is one. The Brahman, which is the Brahmatma, which is in the Guha, in the Buddhi here, which is the Ananda, which they've already established, which is the Ananda here in the Purusha, is, and the Ananda, that Brahman, which is in the, which is the Ananda, which is in the Aditya, in the sun, that is one. That Brahmatma, which is Ananda, is one. Saha yaha evam vitu. He who, saha he, yaha who, evam vit, knows in that manner. Vit means the one who knows in this manner. So he who knows this, he who knows in this manner what we've just unfolded. Okay. So, all in nomatives. Evam vit, when you have vit at the end of a compound, it means a knower of whatever is the compound. Here, so evam vit. Evam means in that manner. So he who knows in this way. In what way? The way we've just unfolded. So he who knows this, he who knows this, what we've just unfolded. Mm-hmm. Then what? Asmat lokat pretya. Here, asmat lokat. From this world, from this asmat lokat world, from this world, pretya means having gone beyond. Now, asmat lokat pretya can mean having died, mm-hmm. you know, having crossed over, you know. But it also can mean the one who is akamahatasya, and that's how Shankara takes it. The one who has vairagya, he is no longer bound by this world. He's crossed over it. In other words, there's no longer this afflicted by kama. I need this in order to be happy. So I don't have the jivatvam. I'm not tied to the jivatvam, being a jiva in the world. Without vairagya, you will be tied. The jiva keeps rising up. Right? Because there's a dvaita between the seeker and the sought. I want this. Now I become a jiva, right? Because I'm seeking this. And because of that jiva, so that's why karma yoga is necessary. Right? The identification is there with the individual, and so I'm seeking something in the creation, and so that I need the karma yoga buddhi in order to loosen that up. Because with the karma yoga buddhi, I'm able to handle the jivatvam, to handle my lack of vairagya, because I go after I go after what I need to be happy, you know. I maintain the karta toward the both the doership and the enjoyership, but then I take all of the results of my actions as prasad from the Lord. And so I'm continually living in this world, always in relationship with Ishwara. And as the vairagya knowledge, if my vairagya increases because of my knowledge, that doership and enjoyership drops off, because more and more I'm absorbed, my mind is dependent upon the Swarupananda, my own being, for its wholeness. And the more I'm dependent on my own being for wholeness, to be able to say, all is well with me, I've done what needs to be done, that's my state of being. As that is my state of being, this becomes Ishwara. Because the jiva isn't in there trying to make things be different. If I'm not trying to make things be different, you know, then the resolution of the kartritvam, bhoktritvam is a natural thing. It's natural to my knowledge. The lack of vairagya is what keeps pulling it back out. So here, asmat mukat pretya, having crossed over this world, in terms of vairagya, so this goes back to the akamahatasya.
Excuse me, so pretya is having crossed?
Yes, having gone beyond.
Thank you.
But you can just say, you know, having gained vairagya. Asmat lokat pretya. Then what? So he who knows in this manner, remember this shrotriyasya, akamahatasya, you know? Shrotriyasya, the one who knows. The one who's the shrotriya means they know. So evam vit, the one who knows in this manner, that one's the shrotriya. What's the matter?
I got lost somehow. I'm on track now.
Okay. Shrotriyasya, akamahatasya. Shrotriya means the one who has knowledge, who understands the teaching. Is everybody clear on that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then, akamahatasya, the one who has vairagya, the one who's not afflicted by desire. So now here, look at this says, he who knows in this manner, saha yaha evam vit, he who understands, it's a shrotriya. He understands, okay? Asmat lokat pretya. He was akamahatasya. The one who, you know, is no longer afflicted by karma. So this person, for such a person, then what does he get? Etam annamayam atmanam upasankramati. Upasankramati. Now, so if we take upasankramati to mean, Swamiji does it both ways in his bhasha. Shankar does it as it tends. He gains. Upasankramati, he comes into, he gains the self, the atma, accusative singular, which is annamayam, means virat. He now, because he has recognized, he has self-knowledge now, he recognizes the brahmatma, he now sees this, the atma, as annamaya. So it's satya mitya, he sees all of this physical world. This annamaya means that which is made of food. Made of food means it's gone through the panchikaranam. It's this physical world that we call virat. So this virat swarupa, same for Ishwara, the physical world, he attains the self, the atma, which is the whole virat, annamaya, made of food. Okay? So it's not just the kosha. It's not just the jiva kosha. If you take it as the kosha for the jiva, mm-hmm. the annamaya kosha, then he goes beyond the annamaya kosha. Mm-hmm. Or, that's taking it as an individual, he goes beyond. It becomes mitya. Or, he attains the annamaya kosha, which is virat, which is how Shankara takes it. But either way, mm-hmm. either way, you're making one as mitya, right? His ahankara is no longer identified with the ahankara. With the anamaya kosha, it means it becomes bhavita, it becomes mitya, it becomes sublated. or he gains the self, which is the Anamaya Kosha, Sasyam Nitya. This whole creation is nothing but my being, myself. Okay. Then it moves in one more, because remember, we in the Upanishad, we went out, you know, we went all the way, you know, from the Anamaya Kosha all the way to the five elements to the physical body, and then all the way back up. Now we're going all the way back up, either in terms of bodhita, means that which is negated as mitya, or the recognition of satya mitya, all of this is virat. So we're just completing the circle here. So he says, etam pranamayam atmanam upasankramati. He gains this pranama, he gains the self, which is this pranamaya, the vital force, the whole creation. The Sameshti prana. Or he negates the Vyeshti prana, right? The individual prana as mitya. He gains the Atma as the total prana, the pranamaya, satya mitya. Or he negates the passes over the individual pranamaya kosha, making it mitya, bhagita. Okay? Then same thing, etam manomayam atmanam upasankramati. He gains the manomaya vyeshti, right? The atma, he gains the atma as the whole manomaya, the mental sheath of Ishwara. Or he negates as mitya the manomaya of the jiva upagi.
Which one does he really do?
Both are fine. Both are the truth. Both are true. That's why upasankramati has these two meanings, and you can take it either way, and both are absolutely correct. The jiva, for the jnani, all of the koshas become mitya.
Yeah, I see that.
So then he negates the self as being this kosha. Or he recognizes the self, he gains the self as the whole, as the sameshti. I am this whole. In fact, that is the knowledge. I am the whole. I have to be able to say, I am Virat. I am Hiranyagarbha. I am the whole.
And how do you say that?
Ishwara.
You say that as though you are those upadis, or you say that as what? Or as that I am Brahman?
If I say I am Brahman, right, then the upadi becomes mitya. Because what does mitya mean? It means that there's no separate being for an upadi, like for clay pot. If the pot can say, I am the clay, right? Because that's all that's there is clay. Right? So, or the wave can say, I am the ocean, right? It can say, I am the ocean. Why? Because it knowing the truth of itself is water, which is the truth of the ocean. So that's satya mitya. Okay. It can also say, the wave is an upadi. I am the water, this wave is an upadi. Right? Aham brahmasmi, the wave is an upadi. Or it can say, I am not the wave, I am the whole ocean.
What if you're really good with one and not so good with the other one?
You have to be good with both, because if you don't understand both, you don't understand either.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Sorry about that. Etam jnanamayam atmanam upasankramati. Okay, so now write the big jnanam, right? Big jnanamaya kosha. We did manomaya.
Yeah.
Now big jnanamaya. Same thing. Okay. Then etam anandamayam atmanam upasankramati. Same thing. Either you recognize something as a kosha being mitya, or you recognize that you are the entire sameshti kosha. Right?
So what I'm asking in this, we have gone through the individual koshas, but when you look at them as the sameshti kosha,
then you would only take virat as the anamaya kosha.
Right.
All of the others would be in Hiranyagarbha. See, the koshas...
All four others would be...
Not the ananda. it would go like this. If we take the shariras versus the koshas. The koshas have, there's three shariras. Five koshas, right? Three shariras. Five shis, three bodies. So we've got first body, stula shrira, the physical body, goes with annamaya kosha, the body which is made of food. So stula shrira is the annamaya kosha. Okay? Then we've got subtle body, sukshma shrira. Sukshma shrira is comprised of three koshas. Vijnanamaya kosha, manomaya kosha, pranamaya kosha. Those are subtle. They're all separate rajas that have not run through panchakarana.
Vijnanamaya kosha?
Manomaya kosha.
Oh, yeah.
And pranamaya kosha. It goes in the opposite direction. Anamaya kosha, pranamaya kosha, manomaya kosha, vijnanamaya kosha, anandamaya kosha. The kadana sharira, the third, the causal body, is the anandamaya kosha. Okay, so that's how these shariras break up. So you can say, take the annamaya kosha as the samashti. Remember, samashti, these words are important. They're the words we're learning now in Vedanta Sara. Samashti, the samashti upadhi is the Ishwara upadhi, the maya upadhi, the total, the aggregate, right, is the samashti. So you can attain the annamaya kosha, the atma, as the samashti annamaya kosha. Or you can attain the atma as Hiranyagarbha. Right, which is made of the vijnana, made of the pranamaya, manomaya, vijnanamaya. Or you can attain Ishwara as really the anandamaya kosha.
The Hiranyagarbha is the three subtle.
If we break it up like that and we want to look at the samashti,
yeah.
Yes, it would be the three. Okay. So you've got one, three, one.
So
anandamaya. Right, annamaya, anandamaya, and then three in between for the sukshma.
And the three in between correspond either on an individual level to the sukshma or on the larger level to Hiranyagarbha.
Right.
And then the first one is virat or spurna.
Yes. Though, usually when we're talking, this is broken out in the Mandukya Upanishad. When we're really talking about virat, I mean about Hiranyagarbha, we're not looking at it in terms of koshas. We're really only using koshas normally for the drikdrisha viveka, for differentiating the jiva, different parts of the jiva. You know, but here, because of what Shankara is doing, you know, he uses the word virat. He uses it in Hiranyagarbha along with these koshas. So where are you going to, if we're going to do it like that, where are all these koshas going to go? That's
you know, great. I heard on that tape you gave me, the poem that you said that the Shastra doesn't really ever use the word kosha. It's accepted in the tradition, but it's not really used. They use pranamaya.
Oh, they don't use kosha. Yeah, that's right.
Kosha.
Yeah, they'll say like annamaya. And we'll say annamaya kosha. Yeah, in the tradition. Yeah. I think that's true. So I haven't studied all of them to be able to say, but Swamiji said that, yeah. Because we feel like right now, here we see manomaya, that which is made of the mind, the self which is made of that, of the mental self.
Manomaya.
Yeah. Kosha means that which acts as a kosha, acts as a covering, so it's a teaching tool. Okay for everybody? Then, tad api esha shlokaha bhavati. That we have every time. For this, there is this shloka. There is a shloka for this. For every section, there's a shloka. And if you look, just a glance, it's that Yatovacha and Vartante, there's only one little difference in the word. We've already had it. This shloka comes twice. We'll do that shloka next week. So let's chant.
Okay. Well, can I ask a question, or you'd rather chant than ask?
What's the question?
Well, I'm getting confused about what kind of identification I should be having with the whole upadhi. This is a... I mean, I see my identifications with the individual, but I can spot those.
It isn't that your sukshma sharira is going to go out into space and identify with the space in terms of a physical identification, but it's an identification that takes place through knowledge, where when there's a viveka, a differentiation between the body-mind-sense organs, right, what we call kariya-karana-sangata, that's body-mind-sense complex.
Okay.
Once you differentiated the Atma, the self, from that.
Right.
Okay? Then it's no longer, once you see yourself as differentiated from that, free of that, then there's no distance, just as for now, there's no distance between yourself and this body. There's no distance between yourself and the world.
Mm.
Right? Because the Atma is not contained.
Mm.
So there is nothing in your experience. You are that is away from the Atma. You see that you are both the subject and the object. This is the subject. The Jiva Upadhi is the subject. And what is perceived by me, right, is the object. So there's the knower and the known duality. So I recognize, I've differentiated the self to recognize it, recognize myself as both the subject and the object.
Okay.
Okay? So that's the recognition. So if I look out here, I see the set chit of my, there's a set, aparoksha set chit, conscious being of myself, that is not objectifiable, but is self-luminous.
Yes.
And the names and forms.
Yes.
And there's no distance between any name and form in my being.
Yes.
Right? So I recognize that.
Okay.
That's where I can say I am the whole, because my being is, you know, the water of the ocean.
Okay. So there's not something more mm-hmm. to know after that. I mean, that is the knowledge there.
That is the knowledge. And
okay.
And that knowledge is something that matches my experience.
Yeah, okay. Then you can work with that knowledge to get the experience, to understand the experience.
That knowledge should point to the reality of your experience, in which your being is self-evident and not separate from any of the names and forms that come into your experience. Your being is the self of those.
Okay,
and that's approach. That's
yeah, that helps.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like more exploration on that, but that what you just said now really helps.
Okay, good. Let's try this. Can we try to chant this? From Yaschayam Purushe. Sayaschayam Purushe.
Sayaschayam Purushe.
Sayaschayam Purushe.
Sayaschayam Purushe.
Yascha Fava Ditye.
Yascha Fava Ditye.
Yascha Fava Ditye.
Yascha Fava Ditye.
Sayaschayam Purushe.
Sayaschayam Purushe.
Yascha Fava Ditye.
Yascha Fava Ditye.
Sa ekaha
Asmalokat Prejya.
Etamannamayam Atmanam.
Etamannamayam Atmanam.
Etamannamayam Atmanam.
Etamannamayam Atmanam.
Upasankramati.
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 Etamannamayam Atmanam. Upasankramati. Etam pranamayam atmanam upasankramati
Etam vanamayam atmanam upasankramati.
Etam pranamayam 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 atmanam upasankramati.
Etam manomayam 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 atmanam upasankramati.
Etam vijnanamayam 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 atmanam upasankramati.
Etam manandamayam atmanam upasankramati.
Etam anandamayam 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 atmanam upasankramati.
Tarapyesha shloko bhavati.
Tarapyesha shloko bhavati.
Tarapyesha shloko bhavati.
Tarapyesha shloko bhavati.
Okay. Let's take a break.